Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Qur'an-i Hakim stated, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. This verse of the Qur'an gives us a very important message. And Allah ta'ala has explained to us that I have created life and death, both parts. And both elements of life and death Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an-i Hakim together. But both of these things, life and death, are opposites and distinct and separate from each other, different from each other. And the situation with regards to both, maut wal hayat, if there is life, then obviously there's no death. And if there's death, then you will not see life. They are totally opposite, distinct from each other. Totally opposite and distinct from each other, separate from each other. But yes, there's one time, there is one moment where both meet each other, life and death meet each other. And that is the first meeting and it's the last meeting of both, for both. After that, they will not have a meeting before that, and nor do they have a meeting after that. It's just one unique meeting and overlap. And when is that overlap and when is that meeting between life and death? When death comes to a person and life departs from a person. So at that time, both life and death, they have a meeting. They have an overlap. Just like, for example, night and day. If there's day, there's no night. And if there's night, then there's no day. But both of them overlap. Or there is, you can say, a junction. So when the night comes and the day goes, then both are meeting at that time. In the same way, an opportunity comes, not an opportunity, or a time comes that life and death, they meet each other at a specific juncture. So life, when it sees death, it becomes amazed and surprised that so quickly you have come. Life says to death, you've come so quickly. How comes you came? Why have you come so quickly? And life is a bit shocked, surprised on seeing maut, on seeing death. That I was busy. I've got things to do. I've got plans. I've got specific things to do. I haven't done anything yet. And, you know, I haven't achieved anything in the world yet. You've come too quickly, O death. Why have you come so fast? And I'm just explaining to you the meaning of the Quran and the Hadith at your service. And then maut is told by life that this is not right. I cannot accept that you've come so quick. Why have you come to interrupt me? And then life says that you didn't tell me you were coming. You didn't text me. You didn't fax me. You didn't email me. You didn't send me a letter, you didn't send me a phone message, or you didn't call me, you gave me no advance warning. That at least some sort of advance warning that I'm coming, that maut will be told this by life. Life will tell maut that this is incorrect, that I have not fulfilled what I needed to fulfill and you've come to me. I had to complete all my tasks, my targets, the things I wanted to achieve. So then maut, death, will give the answer to life. And it's an ajeeb answer of maut. Maut says that I kept on giving you the messages, but if you didn't understand the messages that I sent to you, the signals, then what can I do? In reality, when you started off the life, the initiation of your life, soon as you entered into this world, from that day I started to give you the forewarning and the advance messages that I will come, that the person who comes, he also departs. Has anybody stayed here forever? That life ends. All life will have to end. And then there was a very great and good message of mine, which was within all of the messages, that in the first few hours, you were told that, look, how many hours old is this child? How many hours? Then after hours, you became days. How many days old? Then you came to years. How many years old? And the years increased. Then it was said that, was this not one message of mine to you, that your life is increasing and where are you going to? Where are you going to go to? So this was my message. It was clear. So where are you going? Your age is increasing. And instead of thinking and pondering, analyzing and realizing, you started to celebrate life. And you used to become happy on celebrating life. That as my life would increase, you started to become happy and cut cakes and give out sweets and blow out candles and host big parties. To this extent, the yuhal was such that 90 years old, you were still celebrating your birthday. You used to celebrate that day when it came round, on your 90th birthday. So this is your loss, your foolishness, that I gave you my message continuously. And the second point is that you can see on your body the signs, the forewarnings that maut will come. Did you stay a baby all your life? No. Did you stay a child all your life? No. Were you always in your youth? No. And did the phases of youth not change? Yes, they did. Did the phases of life not change? Yes, they did. Did your face always stay the same? Or did your body get older and weaker and more frail? Yes, it got weak and frail. That hand that you were proud on, did that hand ever start to shake and tremble? And you say, yes, it did. That body that 10, 12 hours you used to use to work, did it ever tire and leave your side? Yes, it did. Did you ever consider yourself old and daif? No. I'll say no. So whose fault was it? Death will ask. That was there no bigger sign than this? I give you so many signs that what you were yesterday, you are not today. And science tells us when a person goes to lie down in the morning, in the night, then in the morning there are thousands of changes in that person. Thousands of changes have come about that person within, physically. So is there a bigger sign than this? Then the death will ask, were you ever ill? And life will say, yes, I was. What did you do to stop the illness? You used to go to doctors, but you should have had this as a warning and as a sign that, oh, death is coming. Death is coming. Ajeeb, different, unique forms of illness, and used to have worry about these illnesses and diseases, and these were all my messages and texts and whatever you want to call it, says death. And you kept on hiding this fact. And you never had fikr on this, never had worry on this. You never pondered over this. Okay, tell me, the death will ask life, that was there any death that took a part place around you? Yes. Where's your neighbor gone? You've died. Oh, he's died. That did your neighbor or anyone who died after a couple of years when you went to your village or to your city, did you ever see people who had disappeared and they weren't there living? And you say, yes, totally. Were there some of them your close relatives? Yes, my parents, they also departed. They passed away. So even then you didn't take warning and admonishment from this as a reminder, asks death. Then maut will say that in reality you receive my messages and they will continue to come. But the reason for this was that you were immersed in negligence, ghaflat. You were living the life of negligence. If somebody's death came, then you used to cry for that person, but you never cried for yourself that, oh, I also will go here and I could go here and I'll face this consequence. And you used to cry a lot for other people. You used to remember a lot of those people who've gone. But did you ever think that you will also become a memory and people will just remember you like this as well? So in reality, what is the reality, my friends? Is that insan loses out in this sense. This is where insan loses out. Maut says to life, death says to life, that I told you, or reminded you, I give you messages, but you are blind to what was happening around you. You never accepted that death is going to come, that I will die one day. And it was definitely to come, and now the time has passed, says death to life. Now the time has come, and then the insan, the human being, he departs from this world, and this is the final meeting of our life. And that's the first and the final meeting of life with death. It will happen to everybody, with myself, with yourselves, and with everyone else around us. This will occur. This is such a reality, a message of reality, that the biggest negligence that comes in front of us, in front of the veil of man, is that we are going to depart from this world. Those people have yaqeen, certainty, that we're going to leave this world. And I've never seen a musafir who is a person on a journey and he has certainty that tomorrow I've got to go on a journey, and he doesn't prepare for that journey. There's no musafir like this. No traveler. So if only these veils were to be removed from in front of our faces, and negligence was to disappear, and the love of the world was to disappear. And just as a person, his life increases, then the veils of negligence and non-awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases, that there's an angel that calls out to the human beings for so long that, man, your time has gone. Man, your time has gone. Now you need to prepare. After the age of 40, the angel announces to the person that the age, you've passed that age, fine. But now this is a reminder for you that death is going to come. So how ajeeb that we never look at the life, at the age. We just think and consider that life is the same whichever age and whichever year we're in. We pass the time wastefully in the same way. We don't even think that we're going to die. The akhirah, what do we have for the akhirah? To our name, in our list of deeds. And further, with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah, the human being prepares and he understands these words, Allah Ta'ala's message, Nabi Al-Kareem Salasim's message, he understands. And then the direction of that person's life changes with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, there's a hadith. As Dawud alayhi salam, who was the beloved Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an ajeeb and beautiful hadith with regards to preparation of death. So, that when a person prepares for death, and he prepares properly for death. And for example, if you go into your home, and you see that there's a man standing there, and that there's a man standing in the home, you'll ask, who are you? That I locked the door, my house was totally secure. How did you come into my house? How did you enter into my house? And that man will say that, who are you? You say, I'm that person that nobody can stop me from coming. It doesn't matter how many padlocks you apply to your home, but no padlock will have any effect on me. You can have many guards, and you can have big palaces and guards and watchmen. I don't care about these arrangements. Wherever I need to go to, I can get there with ease. And he said, I swear by Allah, you are Malikul Maut, you're coming, congratulations. And he lied down, and he took the blanket and put it on top of himself, and his life was taken. So maut, death, if a person is prepared, then maut is not difficult. Death is not difficult. It's very easy. Remember this point. That we should do dua to Allah. Dua to Allah. That Allah save us from the veils of the world that are taking us away from our Rabb, from Allah. And we need to remember our destination, which is after maut. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a lot of talqeen, lot of reminders with regards to death. And what would occur at the time of death? That we are all to depart from this world, most verily, definitely. So the preparation for death, the biggest preparation for death is, if a person wants to prepare for death, then the best preparation for death is what? Is that the person should do honest and sincere tawbah in the presence of Allah. The person who doesn't do tawbah, honest tawbah, then that person is living a life of deception. He or she is deceiving himself or herself and can never prepare for death, that person. When a person does true tawbah, honest tawbah, and is steadfast on his or her tawbah, then alhamdulillah, that is the individual who in reality, most verily, is preparing for death. Without this, there is no preparation for death unless a person doesn't implement true sincere tawbah from his or her sins, from wasteful activities, from bad actions, etc. So the first step, my friends, for the preparation for death is, in the presence of Allah, tawbah, repentance. To do tawbah from Allah, and then according to that tawbah, to live the life correctly. Correctly. So the first thing for a person to do, to prepare for death, is to do sincere tawbah. And that person should remember, I did sincere tawbah to Allah. And one lesson that the pious predecessors have given us to make this easy for us is that a person should continue to ponder and analyze himself. Self-assessment. That whenever we're doing an action, I'm doing an action, everyone's doing an action, you're doing an action. When we're busy in the world and nafs is taking me towards a certain direction, then I just need to ask myself one question. One question, that is there any benefit of the preparation for death here, that this action that I've carried out, or these actions that I've carried out, or I've just done now, is there any part of any element of this that shows that there's preparation for death? If there isn't, then consider that that individual is in a very, you can say, very severe scenario, and it is really desperately in need of dua. And that person really has wasted time. Those people who waste time are those people who do not prepare for death, my friends. And we say, oh, no problem. Is this not the case? Maut? Is maut not a reality? It is, isn't it? And if a person doesn't prepare for death, then he will attain nothing in the hereafter. Without preparation, an individual cannot attain anything. Anything. Remember this. So Allah Ta'ala, we should do dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that Allah take away the veils of negligence from us, laziness. We're unaware and people come and go, people die, people are born. These are all signs and warnings to us from Allah, signals that Allah Ta'ala is going to send in ajeeb, unique ways. Allah Ta'ala tells the people of the world to become aware. And we are sad about those who don't listen, but what about our lives? We say nothing's going to happen to us. But if we look at Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom, this will take place. Most already many events, accounts take place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, directly I give that difficulty to that person. Because we are living in the day of negligence, a very extreme negligent and lazy era, and shaitan and nafs very quickly divert an individual. Just remember one question in the mind, that this action I'm about to do, that I will do, or that I'm applying to do, that how much preparation for death is in this? If there isn't any, then leave that action straight away. Oh, this is a waste, I shouldn't be doing this action. I shouldn't be there. Because there's no preparation for maut and hereafter. I have no need for this. This is just wasting my time in the dunya. Why? Because we don't know when maut is going to come, do we? That maybe, is he going to knock on my door and ask for permission to come in? No. Allah Ta'ala says that if there's an action that's being carried out which is wrong, then we should stop that straight away. I shouldn't be doing this action. This is a wrong action, etc. So in the same way, insan, a person should be preparing for death. Lazim is compulsory that we prepare for death. Look at the warning signs around the world, the tragedies, calamities, events that take place, those people who've passed before us. Where have they gone? They were with us recently and that person had a problem, etc. So definitely have fikr if you're in your shop, workplace, etc. Pay attention that what condition am I in now? Why is my heart happy and content with where I am? What am I earning for the akhirah? That my life now, how much am I preparing for death on a regular basis? Most definitely the pious predecessors have said that person who lives his life like this, then every second for that person is a unique happiness. Unique happiness. That person's heart is moving and it's progressing and his heart is happy and content. And that person himself doesn't know how happy he is, alhamdulillah, with this result. So we are being prepared for a big objective, a very great objective, a great journey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing each and every one of us for. And so this is the situation. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand. And every second we should have worried for this. There should be not one moment passing where we think, oh, maut can come at any time. What preparation have I made for it? That if we are negative, whenever a negative thought comes, we do istighfar straight away. We wasted some time, do istighfar straight away and do tawbah. Inshallah, I won't do this action again. Allah, forgive me. Every second, every moment, every minute, every footstep of a mu'min is very delicate and a person should tread carefully. And we shouldn't do an action unless we see that is there any preparation for death in this action. If there isn't, then we need to go somewhere else. And also remember that what age am I in that I'm doing these actions? If I'm sinning, for example, I should feel a bit ashamed. That I'm not in my youth, I'm not a young man, I'm not middle-aged, I'm old age now. I have to realize and accept to myself that Allah has created a mirror. Stand in front of the mirror and say that I do these actions, I've done this action, or I've just done this action, I'm coming. That in this age you're doing this, don't you feel ashamed? That what an ajeeb situation. So we should remind ourselves. We should remind, this is called preparation for death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.